KXSY in Philadelphia, and you're listening to Fresh Air. Well, I'm speaking now live from the music studio, and at the piano is pianist-composer John Coates, and seated around the room is an audience of about 40 people. And I want to welcome our studio audience and let everyone who is listening know that the concert we're about to hear is a very special event and something that we've been looking forward to for a long time. It's been close to 20 years since John Coates last performed in Philadelphia, and that was at a concert with French pianist Bernard Pfeiffer. But we Philadelphians aren't the only people who haven't had a John Coates performance in their city in the recent past. Since the 60s, the only way to hear Coates perform has been to travel to the Deerhead Inn in the Delaware Water Gap on weekend nights, and until recently he's avoided travel and publicity. He rejected the jazz life after having experienced it at a very young age. His first album was recorded on Savoy Records before he graduated from high school. Then after graduation, he spent 2 years on the road with the Charlie Ventura Band, and the experience taught him that playing the same tunes every night could stifle the creative energy that he drew on for his music. And his goal became to find a way to insulate his music from the daily work he did to generate a weekly income. He found a way to do this in 1966 when he had a job transcribing music at the Shawnee Press in the Delaware Water Gap, and weekends he could just go down the street and play at the Deerhead Inn. The Deerhead is on the fringe of the Poconos, and the hotels and the beautiful landscape attract musicians and vacationers to the area. In the mid-70s, Coates started to record again at the urging of his friend Yoshio Inomata, the founder of the Delaware Water Gap record label Omnisound. Coates didn't like the idea of playing in a recording studio, so Yoshio Inomata recorded him live at the Deerhead. And while Coates stayed put, his music traveled around the country through his records, and critics and listeners took notice, and they wanted to hear more. And he's just recently started to venture out of the Delaware Water Gap to play colleges, clubs, and concerts. He'll be featured on the bill of this summer's Cool Jazz Festival in New York. The Deerhead Inn remains his musical home, and he continues to record on Omnisound. For many years, John Coates has been a legend in Philadelphia, and we're thrilled that he accepted our invitation to perform today. And it's a great pleasure and privilege to welcome John Coates.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much.
What's the first tune you're going to play, John?
Today I'm going to attempt to play one selection from each of the 8 Omnisound records that I've made. So the first selection I'm going to play is a thing called, it's an original composition called Singing With You, and it's from the next to the last album I just recorded. I guess we'll see what happens. Thank you. I think I forgot to mention that was from the title of the album that's from on Omni Sound Records is Pocono Friends. And the next tune I'd like to play is from a follow-up to that called Pocono Friends Encore. This is George Gershwin's Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks so much. I'd like now to play another original. I think this is from the very fourth album I did for Omnisound. The name of the album is called In the Open Space. And this is a original tune, a ballad, the title of which is Themet. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'd like to play one now from the very second album that I did for Omni Sound called Alone and Live at the Deerhead Inn. The name of the piece I'll be playing is called The Prince.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
This is Fresh Air, and we're featuring this afternoon a very special concert with pianist and composer John Coates, who can usually be heard in the Delaware Water Gap, is now also playing at different places in various parts of the country. He has 8 albums on the Omnisound record label, which is a record label based in the Delaware Water Gap. We'll be hearing another set in just a few minutes, but we thought we'd just take an intermission break and have a chance to hear a little bit about John Coates and about some of the things you've been doing lately, John. It's great to have you here.
It's really so exciting to see you in person like this.
Watching you, I was thinking, gosh, your fingers must be awfully strong. Do you do anything to actually strengthen them?
No, not really. At one time, I used to practice many hours a day. I don't longer practice a whole gang of hours a day. I play the piano a certain amount of hours a day, but it's not any specific amount of hours on a given day. Many days go by and I don't touch the piano. But
you never use those like finger squeezers or anything?
No, not really.
What did you do when you'd have to sit down and practice before you got to the point where you didn't have to practice all the time? What were there exercises that you'd go back to develop the kind of
before I didn't have to practice?
That you wanted to? Yeah.
No, actually that was pretty much just trying to, in my case, emulate my father, who was and is a wonderful jazz pianist. And I would hear him play around the house and for some reason I liked what I heard, you know, and would want to get up on the piano bench after he would be through playing and try and see if I could, you know, strike those similar sounds. And in so doing, you know, it helped the... I'll help your development, and I guess to some degree, help the finger dexterity. Although I guess I was fingering wrongly in some areas, but I started formal study about 7, corrected some of those things before they got too barely out of whack.
You had for a while not been touring much. I know, like when you were 17, you had your first record, and played in a big band for a couple of years right after high school. You dropped out of that for a while. What was it you didn't want from that kind of scene?
Well, it's I still basically don't want to become a full-time road person. I don't really enjoy that kind of life that much. Another reason was it wasn't so much that what I didn't want, but that what I found that was very nice was a wonderful outlet for my playing up in Delaware Water Gap, Pennsylvania, at the Deerhead Inn there, and I could play pretty much as many nights as I wanted to play there. And I was able to come by another position with a music publishing company, Shawnee Press by name, which involved mainly choral writing, composing, arranging, and also some editing work. And that was a nice departure in that the I didn't have to play all the time or play for a living. I think that's really the key for me. I really would hate to have to rely on my playing for my sole source of income because I like it too much. And, you know, when that becomes the case, sometimes you might have to be forced to making a compromise here or there or do something that you really don't believe in or something like that.
It's really interesting.
It's important to me.
You know, for people who are artists or musicians, there's like the people whose goal is to be able to support themselves with their art and the people who refuse to have their art become their career and profession because they're afraid it will distort their art in some way.
I guess I've seen many cases of the latter. You know,
really?
Maybe perhaps in my case... I guess I've seen more cases of the latter than the former that you just mentioned.
You know, I was wondering, since you did all the work at the Shawnee Press, transcribing and arranging, do you think technically about your own music?
Technically?
To analyze your chords and things like that?
No, that's a very good question. No, I really don't. I have taught some students... in the past, the students that are into improvisation or into jazz, a fairly considerable degree. And oftentimes something will come up and they'll say, I'll be playing something for them or demonstrating something, and they'll say, well, what is that? And I don't know, and I have to stop and analyze it on the spot. But that's really kind of fun sometimes, too, that when in so doing, when you do analyze what you're doing, that you say, well, gee, I didn't realize it was that. And it sometimes opens up some avenues for yourself, you know. I learned, I think, as much from that kind of an experience as does a student, you know. But I really don't really analyze it that much. It's more kind of a... It's more or less kind of hearing, and as far as the playing part, hearing, and then as transmitting to the keys as quickly as possible. If it's not quick enough, then it's I guess called a mistake. Although in improvisation, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell. You know.
Do you ever make mistakes? Do you ever think of stuff?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. You ever black out? You know?
Black out?
Sometimes I come on the air and I said, I have no idea what I'm going to say next. Oh, I don't know if that could ever happen when you're playing.
I could see where I could do that verbally. sometimes I draw I draw real blanks as to what I might play next, for example. Yeah, that's why I usually surround myself with a whole bunch of lists. Now, they're like security lists.
Kind of like these questions I've written down here.
Yeah. I have them from end to end of the piano.
Not really.
And music, too. And people, you know, oftentimes say, after I'm done playing, they say, oftentimes I get the question that they're very curious as to why it's all there, because they don't see me look at it that much. But if it were not there, I would have that. I would feel more uncomfortable. It's just one of those things, you know.
I'd love to chat some more, but on the other hand, I really want to hear you play. So let's get back to the concert. This is 91 FM, and you're listening to Fresh Air. And our very special guest is pianist and composer John Coates, who's usually based in the Delaware Water Gap. He's joining us today for this concert. What's the next tune you're going to do for us, John?
Well, next tune I think I'll do a jazz standard written by Sonny Rollins called Doxy. And I recorded that on the Tokyo concert album I made for Omnisound when I was in Japan. And we'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Title of the next piece is Friday Morning Desperation. It's doesn't, I don't think, really much fit the tune, but it's an original of mine from an album that I recorded, I think in 1979 or 1980, I'm not sure which, but the album title is Rainbow Road. Anyway, Friday Morning Desperation.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you. I'd like to play a little bit of something from my very first album for Omni Sound. Title of the album is simply The Jazz Piano Junkos Jr., and the name of this tune is Love Is Enough. Thank you. And I guess real quickly, so I can get in all one from each, this is called After the Before from the album of the same title. Thank you so much.
Well, we've been listening to a live piano concert with pianist and composer John Coates, who's usually based in the Delaware Water Gap area. And if you want to hear more of his music, he records on the Omnisound record label, which is a record label that's also based in the Delaware Water Gap area. There's about 8 albums of his. You can also hear him this Sunday night on WUHY on the Jazz Alive concert, and also featured on that will be George Shearing and Sheila Jordan and Harvey Swartz. So if you want to tune that in, that will be this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. John, will you be at the Deerhead in the near future?
Yeah, I'll be there at, this weekend, both Friday and Saturday nights. And I'll be there most weekends throughout the summer.
Great.
And, in the fall, throughout the year, actually. It's just a certain weekends that, because of these other invitations that we mentioned before, or we were talking about before, that necessitate my being away. But most of the time, I'm there.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I've really enormously enjoyed this concert, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today and for playing for us. It's been a real privilege and a treat. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Terry. I've enjoyed myself so much.
And I want to thank Joyce Lieberman, our technical director, for her extraordinary job this afternoon. Thanks, Joyce Lieberman. I want to thank Yoshio Inomata for his cooperation in arranging this concert, and Sarah Hertz for her assistance in organizing it. Special thanks to the Philadelphia Foundation, who funded this concert with a grant. Tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air, we'll be featured at 2 o'clock with naturalist and writer Roger Karras. And at 3:30, Bill Van Wert, our film critic, will be here. At 4 o'clock, Stan Waterman will be my guest. He's an underwater cinematographer, and his credits include work on Jaws, The Deep, Blue Water, White Death, and the PBS National Geographic specials. And I also want to mention that you might want to stay tuned for All Things Considered. England has announced that they are organizing hit-and-run strikes on the Falklands, and we'll have information coming up on that from All Things Considered in about 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes to 5 o'clock. Well, Maeve McGoran is the production assistant for the program, and Danny Miller is the associate producer. Joyce Lieberman and Dan Lachlan have been the technical directors for this afternoon's concert. My name's Terry Gross. I want to thank you for listening, and I wish you a very good evening. This is WUHY-FM in Philadelphia, and we hope you stay tuned for All Things Considered. John, could you play us up to the hour?
Certainly. Thanks.
WUHY-FM in Philadelphia. Stay tuned for All Things Considered.
Financial support for this program is provided by the National Public Radio News and Information Fund. Contributors to this fund include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, for historical reporting, the Pew Memorial Trust, for Midwestern coverage, the Joyce Foundation, and the Communications Workers of America. This program is a production of National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content.
Good evening. From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Sanford Unger.
I'm Leslie Breeding, with All Things Considered.
difficult days lie ahead, but Britain will face them in the conviction that our cause is just. Yeah. Britain has the responsibility towards the islanders. She has a duty to the whole world to show that aggression will not...